Cenotaph Blue View, your source for all things Everton. I am still Jerry, and that's still Edward. And we also have David with us again, because he can't turn his computer off, and he's stuck. So he has no choice. So today's sort of a big show for you folks out there listening to the pod. We're giving our Lyon reaction. We're doing a manager special, because you know what? With the way things are going, we may have a new manager soon.
We may need to.
Yeah. And then we're going to do a little, we need to talk about McCarthy, because he's almost back. And then we're going to do a little Arsenal preview. Okay? So that is the way the show shapes up for you podcasters out there. So let's go ahead and dive into this Lyon reaction, because I just want to get it over with. So both of you guys went the game yesterday. I don't know who would like to go first, but I want to get your first takes on what happened and what the stadium was like and all that stuff. So Edward, David, anybody want to take it and roll?
I mean, I'm not in a rush to do this one, so if Edward wants to go, he can.
Well, D comes before E, so.
So we're doing it alphabetical now? Is that what's going on now?
You can have it alphabetical.
All right, okay. Well, I feel going into the game, there was a bit of an atmosphere change throughout the day. It seemed everybody was going there with the intention of getting behind the team, which is something that's been a little bit rare at Goodison for a while now. But it was good to see, and we got in there, and as the teams come out, you know, the atmosphere was good. You could see the fans were up for it. I mean, the issue was within 5 minutes we were 1-0 down. It was a terrible challenge by Holgate. I'm not sure if he was caught out of position. I haven't seen the challenge again, but it looks like he tried to bomb over. It was a stonewall penalty. It was dispatched well as well. So 1-0 down, straight away, that's kind of knocked the stuffing out the fans a little bit. And then pretty much for the rest of the first half, we were saved with the same kind of brush that we've had all season so far. It was really difficult to kind of get any sort of excitement going in the stands, because we weren't creating anything again. It was slow, lackluster. And half time, I'm going to be honest, I thought we were just going to go out with a whimper again. Klassen, I mean, I felt really sorry for them, because I think the guy has just got no confidence whatsoever. But he couldn't even do a 5-yard pass yesterday. I don't want to get on his back, because I think he's probably kind of as a result of our terrible form at the moment, because there's a few in there who've just got no confidence. But he was taken off at half time. It was almost a mercy substitution by Koeman. But it was good to see Luckman come on finally. I thought he injected some pace into the team. You know, we looked sharp and we started having a little go. But I think that's the turning point, as is quite often the case with Everton, was the melee that happened, and, you know, the kind of riling the fans up. You know, everyone's talked about the punches getting thrown. I don't want to dwell too much on that. I'd rather talk about what happened on the pitch. But it got everyone pulling in the right direction again. The fans were fired up. The players got fired up, and typically, as is often the case with football, Williams, who was in the middle of it all, a few minutes later pops up and scores the equaliser. And for me, it just had that feel of the winner's going to come here. It's going to be a great comeback, one of those nights to remember. But, you know, sadly, 6 minutes later, we've been there so many times before. I think it was Ramirez. He made a mistake, or he tackled his own player.
Sandro Martinez.
Yeah, it was a farce anyway, and they've gone and scored the second, then it just completely sucker punched us, and, you know, the players were distraught. I think the fans were even worse, and we just never come back into it. It was just another sucker punch. It was hard. It was hard, and I think it was kind of walking out. It was the type of defeat, I've said it already, that you know, you probably could have forgiven if we played well in previous weeks, but just because how poor we'd been, it was hard to really come out with any sort of positives. Yeah, tough night again.
Edward?
Yeah, I'm just... Like you said, at the start, I mean, the atmosphere was great. I thought, tonight, everyone's realised. The players, the fans, managers, everything like that knew that this was a game for us to win. So immediately from the get-go, the atmosphere felt a lot better, less toxic. But then the whole penalty thing, it was a definite penalty. I mean, it happened right in front of us and we could see for sure. Yeah, that's definite penalty. I think it was probably Holgate getting caught way too far out of position, because I think either him or one of the midfielders lost the ball. They were able to counter, and then Holgate had to put in a really bad challenge. But looking at it, I mean, obviously getting back into it, I was one of the many fans who thought, yeah, we're going to get back into this, we're going to get the win. We got back into it, yeah. We all thought, yeah, this is going to be the time that we get the win, we get the 3 points, we start turning this season around. And then the absolute heartbreak. It wasn't even like disappointment or anything, like, it was just heartbreak right at the end. I mean, you just look at all around you, everyone, just the hopes and dreams just went straight away. And it's sad as well that it came from the goal came from one of the worst players on the pitch, in my opinion. I thought he was absolutely despicable on the night, because a lot of them, I don't know if this, a lot of the fouls, but they spent way too long on the ground, especially considering most of them were fine for most of the time afterwards. It was just ridiculous. I mean, the one person that went off was actually from our team, and it was Stadlin with a proper injury, and the rest of them were just diving about, which, sad. It's sad, really, that it had to come down to that.
Yeah. Trying to figure out where to start on this.
At the very beginning.
Yeah. I saw some fight, which was nice, in that game. I agree with David. I think if we had had a few wins going into that one, the result would have been a lot easier to stomach. We would have said, you know what? We deserve to win. We had a performance. Let's keep going. You know? But you can only stomach so much bad luck, you know. Martinez, you know, how many times did Martinez come out and say, you know what, we had the run of play, we just weren't fortunate? He said that a lot. Like, it was a really common thing for him to say. Now, and sometimes it was true, and other times he was being delusional. It was kind of silly, but for the most part, you know, it happened to him a lot. And I feel like that's what happens with a team when they're starting to break down, when something is very wrong in the spirit of the team, you know, when things are just not going your way, all right? Holgate made a tackle for that penalty that my five-year-old has been doing lately, okay? Where it's just this, you decide a couple of seconds that you're going to make that tackle, no matter what they do with it, all right? And it's sloppy. It's actually a little bit lazy, you know? But I don't want to dwell on that, because you know what? The guy feels awful today.
Yeah.
You know? He feels terrible. And he's not the reason we lost that game. All right? He's not.
Sandro. Martina.
I don't even think that they're necessarily at fault either, you know, for us losing the game. I will say their second goal... But two people really screwed up in that second goal. And I'm going to say Martina for getting totally burned to the line to let that cross in. He got like he was standing still. He looked slow. All right? Martina had a bad game. All right? I watched him play, and I've seen him play an acceptable left back role before. This was bad. All right? It was just... Could not play the position yesterday. It made me long for Leighton Baines. All right? We had no attack going up the left side. Zero. All right? And then, honestly, I think Keane should have prevented Traore from putting that ball in.
Yeah, that was one of the worst games.
I don't think Keane had a good game at all.
He gave the ball away so often. Like, very often. Very sloppy. And you were right about Claussen. Claussen looked... he looked shaken. You know, routine passes.
So you're going to say something else?
Oh, the... I was nicer. It was cool seeing Morales get snide, right? You know, I like him kind of getting in people's face, and I love that. I thought Schneiderlin played better.
I thought Schneiderlin one of his best games that you know? Night. I thought he did really well.
Certain
Williams
had,
as well.
Yeah, that's the next person I was going to say. Some people played better than they had before.
Mm.
All right? So there was life, there was some promise, I just don't know if it was enough. All right? I got to tell you, though, when we start getting in a... Edward, in your instant match reaction, you mentioned that our momentum kind of died when Sandro came in.
Yeah.
All right? I think it was partly that. But I also noticed, do you notice how in the last, like, 10 minutes, this is the pattern of our attack. The ball would go to Pickford. So Pickford's got it now. So he would either blast it with his, when it's up from the ground or from a drop kick, it would blast it straight down the middle to their 18. They would win the header every time because Calvert-Lewin won none of those headers. You know, those long balls, he didn't win any of those unless they were closer to the 18. They would win that header, they would receive it, they would go down, they would put it across our goal line, goal kick, repeat.
Mm.
Over and over again, keep trying to force balls in the air to their 18, and they won it every time. It was so frustrating because we were trying to create something quickly because we knew we were running out of time. It was a desperation kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah.
It's tough to watch. I hated the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Because because you could tell we had the desire to do it, but we were attacking it the wrong way. I don't know if that was coaching or just everybody is thinking, we got to score right now.
I think what I've thought is a bit of an issue is kind of Everton for a long time have been very much a team that exploit the flanks with wing-backs, left-backs, right-backs. And, you know, we've got Baines who can still do that job, especially if he's got someone in front of him. And we've got Coleman who's been out for a while. But the problem is, I think Everton are still trying to play with that mentality, but...
they haven't got the players.
Just haven't got the players to do it. Holgate can't do that. Martina, who... I don't like Martina, but I do think sometimes he can be scapegoated a little bit. I just think he's a real average player. But the pair of them are not good enough to be our main source of attack. So Everton just seem to rely on putting it out wide and hoping something's going to work out there, which it doesn't. Or looking absolutely clueless, trying to find another avenue in which to attack. I think this is where we see so much of this slow build-up play because nobody knows where to go. Nobody wants to take responsibility, try and make something happen. You know, Morelles was good yesterday. I've been his critic in the past, but he did. He looked creative. So did Vlasic again. And, you know, but they were the only ones, I thought, who were trying to grab the game by the scruff of the neck and kind of create things and make things happen. Everybody else is very much defensive minded, and they're just kind of looking to get the ball moving on to somebody else and hope they're the ones that are going to create something. And I think that's why we're constantly hitting this brick wall. I think we need the likes of Balassi and Coleman to come back in.
I think we need Barkley back.
We said about Barkley last time, didn't we?
See, I think this whole situation at the minute, it's literally every other position as well. It's fitting square pegs into round holes. It's the same. I mean, left back and right back, you can clearly see Holgate, Martina are not left backs and right backs. It's like obviously circle holes, Baines, Coleman, perfect fit. Then you've got Kenny and Garber who've got a little bit on the edge, may not be able to fit in, but sanding down, they'll fit in perfectly. Garber, I do not understand what he's got to do to get a game, right? He's been brilliant for the under-23s, scored a banging free kick the other week against City, under-23s, and he has Europa League experience, and when he's played it, he has done good. So why was he not played last night instead of Martina? I mean, I wouldn't even have minded Martina being right back and Garber being left back. But it's just... it's this whole situation with Koeman again being stubborn and choosing his players over ones that are proven.
Yeah. Well, I have heard, and David, you may be in a better position to answer this. I have heard Garbutt, as far as the defensive duties in U23, he's still trying to get up to strength on that. Offensively, I've heard he puts in a really strong ball, but it's more defensively where he needs to keep refining his game.
Yeah, and that's probably a fair assessment of his game, to be honest. But equally, Edward is right. I think he probably would be a better option because I think the modern game now, you know, that wing-back position, sometimes it's almost better to be better going forward than being as a defender. I know that seems crazy to say, but the wing-back position now is such a important offensive weapon that defensively sometimes you find now a lot of the best wing-backs in the world even aren't necessarily the best defenders. But it's what they offer going forward. And I think Garber, he's got a great set piece on him. He puts in great crosses. And yeah, I'd like to see him back. I'm not sure if I've seen something that we won't potentially see him in the first team until January. I don't know if maybe there's an issue where he hasn't been registered for the first team. Someone might have to...
I don't think he has. He's still got a squad number though, hasn't he? He's got
But maybe I might be wrong. I remember seeing a headline but didn't read the article. But yeah, I still think we've got to bring him in again. And
no, I don't think
he's still got done squad well when he's been out on loan. Like but I'd like to give him another shot anyway, see how he gets on.
I mean, to agree with you guys, you know, I point out what I've heard is his negative, but I also say I think he's probably a safer bet than Martina on the left.
Yeah. Mm.
After last night's performance, after I saw that, I would rather have Garbutt starting over him. Right now, I'm kind of, I don't know. Martina, I still don't think he's our main problem, but last night proved to me that he's a liability at left back, you know. So we need to kind of move on. I have a few questions. Let's make these quick little short questions and quick little short answers. So is that the kind of performance, after we saw that, is that the kind of performance that initiates a managerial change?
Yes and no.
Yeah, maybe not last night's performance, but the performances that have come before it, definitely.
Mm. Okay. I would say that if we somehow beat Arsenal, I think he'll stay
in. Yes, yes.
And if we perform well and still draw, I think he'll stay in for a little longer. We lose to Arsenal, I think he's gone.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. Oh, no doubt about it. Definitely.
I think of Lola last night... was just the occasion, obviously, as well. As we all said, we knew that they had to win that, really, to have any chance of getting out of the group. So maybe a lot of, they were fired up themselves. It'd be interesting to see Arsenal when you're not in that environment anymore. It's another Premier League game. We'll have to wait and see.
But Arsenal have won that last game as well, so they're going to be brimming with confidence. I personally think if he's going to think that formation didn't work. So he's going to go back to the three number 10s. I'm calling it now. He will go back to three number 10s.
So, next question. Did the fight make us play better?
Yes. Yeah. It's a shame, but yeah.
So, next question. You see, Lyon supporters, a lot of them asking if this is even football. So do you think, you guys were there, was our team out of line?
I think Williams was lucky just to get a yellow card, but I think except for that, it was a lot of handbags. I actually think it would be forgotten about if the guy who had a son or didn't throw a punch, I think it wouldn't even be in today's news, but because that was so extraordinary, I think that's why it is.
Yeah. It wasn't needed, but it happens. And like you say, Williams was lucky to escape with it, but some of the reactions their players had weren't great either.
That was my next question. Wasn't there, I mean, we were very physical with them, which I was actually fine with. I was totally fine with our physicality. I was totally fine with kind of bodying them up. Honestly, I understood, this is kind of weird, but I understood Williams bumping their keeper because their keeper had just bumped him off the ball. Now, Williams's push was a foul because he extended and the keeper did not, you know? So, yeah, but them kind of getting all over, I think it just escalated from there. But they were kind of out of line too because they flopped every time we touched them. I hate watching that, but there it's gamesmanship. It's not sportsmanship. You know what I mean? I feel like didn't Apollon do the same thing when we were playing against them?
They weren't as bad.
You know, trying to waste time by pretending like they were hurt. I feel like they were the team I'm thinking of. It was just, I hate it. It's not even football. It's not even. But to be fair to Lyon, before we catch a lot of Lyon supporters saying, Jerry, what are you doing? They're a good team. They're fast. They have some talented players. My only negative thing I have to say about them is they flopped, period. And they did.
That keeper had a very good game, actually.
You know? He did. He really did. So, any final thoughts at all? Or have we said what we need to say? Have we gotten all the bad air out?
I just want to say that I think we've still got a slim chance of qualifying. I think if we win our remaining
games,
we'll finish on 10 points. I think that could get you second in the group if things go our way. So there's still a chance.
But we've still got to win them all. And can you honestly see that happening?
Yeah.
I can. I can see it happening if there's a managerial shift.
Ooh. Yeah.
The next couple of weeks, then, yeah.
Yeah. See, I think that's the whole thing that they're waiting for, is if we've got no chance of getting out of Europe, that's when he's going to go.
Hmm.
Okay. Watch this. I hope not. Okay, so, that is it for a Lyon match reaction. You know, with the way things have been going lately, kind of need to have a nice big old managerial special because you know what? We might need a new one soon. So, thought it'd be a good idea to kind of go over all the possibilities. So let's go ahead and get our teeth sunk into this. All right, I have a list in my hand of the odds-on favorites for the next permanent manager of Everton. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say the name. You guys give me, you know what, maybe a rank it from 1 to 10 as to how much you want that person to do the job.
Let me write these down.
In a short reason why. Okay? So, let's start with the odds-on favorite, David Unsworth. Who wants to start?
Yeah.
Maybe as an Instagram manager until we brought someone else in. Seven.
Seven?
Yeah. Four.
Alright, just so you know, ten is it means you like it, Edward.
Oh. Seven. Shut up.
I knew that was low. I knew it was low.
You were...
I'm with you. I'm with
just
you.
Carry on.
You would have been confused the whole time. All right, so I'm
gonna, Ancelotti, one.
I'm going to say for David Unsworth, I'm actually going to say a 9 as an interim manager. And then if he does well, permanent manager. I love the idea of an Evertonian coming in and kicking ass. Yeah. I don't know. Cleaning house? Oh, man. So, Edward. Edward, are you there?
Yeah, I'm making my list.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure because I thought you were like texting all your homies. All right, so.
I can have that.
Next, Sean Dyche. David.
4. I think he's done a really good job with Burnley, by the way, but I think we just need a bigger name if we want to try and be ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
3.
From.
I'd say.
Why?
Yeah, 3. Just because. One, he's not going to leave Burnley because they're doing so well. He's very respected over there. He's a good manager, but like David says, we need to go that extra bit higher as well for many reasons, I think. Don't get me wrong, Dyche is brilliant, but wouldn't like to take him away from Burnley as well.
Okay. I am going to say a little higher than you guys. I'm going to say 6, just because I think he's been a huge stabilizing force for Burnley, and I'd be really curious to see what he could do here. And I know he would. I know for a fact he would stabilize our results. I just don't know what he would do with a big old budget. He might have found his strike zone with this, you know, smaller budget, making do with what he's got. I mean, he's perfect for them. And maybe where he needs to be. So, yeah. Okay. Van Gaal.
1.
Yeah. 3 maybe. I think he's got a great CV, but I think his time in the game's up now, to be honest. And not necessarily because of age. I don't know where his next job would be. Hopefully not at Everton.
It'd be the same situation as with Koeman. Same kind of football. Maybe even worse. And he knows how to waste money.
I mean, I think the irony behind that would be that Van Gaal would love to take Koeman's job because they hate each other, don't they? So I think that'll maybe just to fucking piss on his parade, but except for that, yeah, no.
So I'm going to say a 3. I don't have only for experience. That's the main positive that I think he would bring to us. I don't think he's the answer. I agree with you guys. I just don't think he'd be right. Not the answer. Now, Edward, don't argue with this one too loudly, but Ancelotti.
He's the one. He is the one for me.
If there is any possibility that we can get Ancelotti, we have to take it. Like, we have to get him. 1, he's got experience in the league. 2, he's won titles in the Premier League, or in England at least. He's knows a good player. He brings young players through the system. And he's had global success, which is going to bring up the notoriety for us, and it's going to take us to the next level. So if we can get him at all, throw everything, and I mean everything at him.
Alright.
My run's over.
David.
I mean, the problem for Ancelotti for me is I just don't think he'd come. I'd like to think he would. If we could get him, he's an 8 or 9 for me. Same reasons Edward just said. I know he's a little bit older, but I think he's in a different category to what Van Gaal is. I think he guarantees success. He's that good, but I just don't think Everton are on that kind of level where he'd come in. We might catch him wanting to do a project, but yeah. If he could come, I'd take him in a heartbeat, but no, I can't see it, sadly.
Okay. For Ancelotti, I'm going to give him a 9 as well. I also don't think he'll come. He's class, right? I mean, he's...
He oozes class.
Yeah. I mean, the idea of Everton picking up the previous Bayern Munich manager, you know?
And a Champions League winner. Don't forget as well.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. So, I'm going to say 9 just because maybe dreaming, whatever. So, speaking of a former manager of a European giant, Luis Enrique.
Ooh. I'd take him, actually.
Yeah, I would. Once again, I think he's destined for bigger and better things because, you know, he was so successful at Barcelona. But if there was a way that maybe no other big jobs in the Premier League were there and we were the next best thing, he's promised a big budget then, yeah. Well, he's another 9, to be honest.
9. I'd say 9.
Yeah, 9. Luis Enrique, again, former Barca manager, coming to Everton. Yeah, I'd have that. I'd have a little bit of that. All right. Next. This guy did not manage Barca. Eddie Howe.
He's my number 8.
Yeah, he's another solid 7 for me. Obviously, he was an Evertonian growing up. I think he does well at Bournemouth because, I mean, don't underestimate how small the Well, all right, he spends a bit of money this year, actually, but, no, it's a tough job, Bournemouth. You know, they haven't had a massive budget over the years, and he's done really well with them, but I'd still like just something a little bit bigger and better if we could get it. Mm.
All right.
I think young Premier League experience, the stuff he's done with Bournemouth as well, could be like a next Alex Ferguson.
Okay.
Stick with us for a good 20 years or so, maybe.
All right. What was that?
Said as long as he won things in those 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 7. One higher than Dyche. Only because he's an Evertonian. You know, I feel like he's done very similar things to Dyche in terms of doing a lot with a little.
Is he an Evertonian?
He was when he was younger, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if he is anymore.
I just think it's kind of important if we could somehow manage our next manager to have some kind of connection to Everton and to get it, to get us at a club. That's just something we have, I don't know. Roberto Martinez tried, you know, to give him credit, he tried to understand the club. So just somebody who, I don't know, it's hard to teach that. So next, Chris Coleman, former manager of, or manager of Wales, right?
Five.
And I'll say 4.
See, the thing is with Chris Coleman, he's done very well with Wales, but I think, you know, a lot of that kind of groundwork was put in by Gary Speed, and I think before Coleman got that job, he got sacked by Coventry, if I remember correctly, and, you know, he'd been bouncing around the... bashing around the lower league, for a while, not really doing much. I don't think he's Premier League quality, even being honest. Certainly not Everton quality.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind him. He can be successful. He's proven that he can work with a lot of different talent, and he doesn't need a transfer budget to do it. But then, of course, there's a lack of a Premier League experience, or winning Premier League experience, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, and I just ask the one simple question. Are Wales going to be in the next World Cup? No, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and they have a good side, by the way, Wales.
They do
have a decent side. Not, obviously not one of the best in Europe, but you've got some good players.
Okay. All right, so next, Sam Allardyce.
2. Actually, 6.
No, not even 1 from me. I'd be absolutely devastated if that happened. I don't think he's not even a bad manager, but his style of football's shit. I'm out on that one. I'm not even.
Actually, yeah, 2 on that one.
I'm gonna say 3. Honestly, I'm hoping he gets the U.S. national team job because we need defense. We seriously need someone to kind of firm up our center backs. I feel like he could do it. So, yeah. Anyway, we're not talking about that. David Wagner from Huddersfield.
Ooh, 6. He'll be number 6. Wouldn't mind him.
Yeah, for me, about 3 or 4. I think he hasn't really proven anything yet, and he's a bit of a Jurgen Klopp character. You know, I don't mind showing passion, but... He just reminds me of a clone of him. I think Klopp's a fucking cameraman at times, so... Everton head on there, but yeah. Yeah, I'd say, I think if he proves himself further down the line and he's actually a good manager as opposed to a showman, then yeah, definitely. But for now, I'll... No, 3 or 4 for me.
And the last one.
Oh, yeah, 5. I'll give him a 5. Just because I think he's another one of those managers who seems like he can do a lot with a little... I just don't know what he would do with a budget and some of the big players that we have. You know, I just have no idea. And plus, I've seen him play some really stale football. You know, if you saw, what was it, the championship playoff last game where they played against Reading, tough to watch.
Yeah. Really? Was that 0-0? Was it penalties?
Yeah, oh, yeah, because it was like 0-0. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, yeah, that not tasty. Rafa Benitez.
He's number four.
Do you want to take the lead on this one, Jerry? Because I'm not sure what to say on this. I'll add something at the end, but
I don't even like to even consider this as an option. However, he has been successful, but I'm gonna give it a four just because of his success and experience. But I would put him farther down than that just because of his connection with that other lot.
Yeah.
So what did you say, Edward?
I said about he's number four on my list. Oh. So he's got success, he's got experience in Premier League, he's proven he can do it with a low budget with Newcastle, but then of course it's with Liverpool. So
see, my kind of thing is, I think I could, with lots of work, be kind of swung around to the idea, but my nightmare scenario is kind of getting behind the idea of it and then us approaching him and he then rejecting us. I think it'd just be the ultimate shame for Everton. So I just wouldn't even want to go down that route.
Such a good point. All right, so
that's my final list. Hang on.
I was going to say, can't really say.
Right, you can't say it. Okay. Number one, Van Gaal. Number two, Allardyce. Number three, Dyche. Four, Benitez. Five, Coleman. Six, Wagner. Seven, Unsworth. Eight, Howe. Nine, Enrique. 10, Ancelotti.
I'm not completely sure you understood the list, Edward. We actually have more to talk about. You're ranking them. Like, I give it a 10 out of 10. You know what I mean? Like, it's not one per slot. You could have several fours if you want.
I'll just do honourable mentions.
I'll tell you what, just give a number for the managers that he sees.
I think that's fine. That works. All right, so there's a few here, and let's just give numbers. Let's not give explanations, because the rest of these, I think only the last two are ones that I actually think would be solid choices. Patrick.
Honourable mentions.
Patrick Vieira. I give him a 3. Yeah. I think he needs more experience.
Yeah, 2. Yeah. Same reason.
I'm just not going to say any numbers.
All right. Or Arteta.
No.
Yeah, but he's got experience with Everton. He's got experience with Premier League, but he's not managed.
Yeah, he's. I feel like he's still learning his trade at Manchester City under Guardiola, so needs a few more years, yeah.
Yeah, I'll give him a 2. Moyes, 2.
God, that ship sailed. Been there, done that. 0.
Same.
All right, Mazzarri from Watford.
0.
I'm going to give that a 2 as well.
Nope. Yeah, I'll 2 that.
Alan Stubbs.
No, I think he's been. Oh, we're not doing explanations, but he's been unsuccessful elsewhere, hasn't he? So no, 2 again.
2.
No.
Duncan Ferguson.
No.
I'd like to see him.
I give him a 2. He needs. Yeah. He doesn't manage.
A 1. Yeah, 1.
Mancini.
Who?
Robert
5.
Mancini, former Man City.
Oh, Mancini.
Mancini. Okay. How do I say Mancini like he's the composer? I know how to say his name. That's ridiculous. I just.
Sorry.
Mancini composed the Pink Panther and coached Man City. Anyway.
Talents there.
Mancini.
Wouldn't mind him.
Yeah. I give him a 6. I wouldn't mind him. Marco Silva.
Wouldn't mind him either, if I'm honest.
I still think he needs to do a little bit more for me. So I'll just give him a 3.
Yeah. 5 maybe for me. He's got experience, he can do well with the budget, and he played good football. Well, obviously not him, but he managed good football, so
Ready for this? Ready for this, guys?
Go on.
8.
What?
I like him.
Yeah?
I like him. I felt like Hull was a tough gig for him, and he improved them. They still got relegated, whatever. But look what he's doing at Watford. It's two different Premier League teams where we've seen him escalate their play. That's...
Do you not think it's a little bit premature?
Yes, I totally do. Yeah. But I think that's the only way we'll get him is because it's premature. You know?
Because he could be the next big thing.
Exactly. I think he would be worth a risk, even a little bit over Eddie Howe. Not much, though. But yeah. So, Paulo Fonseca.
If? I don't know.
I don't know.
Hold on. Shakhtar Donetsk.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I literally know nothing about him. I just know who he manages, so...
Not applicable.
I am going to say a 6. Just because I've watched Shakhtar play some, I'm impressed with their style of play. And apparently Pep Guardiola was pretty impressed with him when they played them the other day. But I have no idea. I mean, think about the... Yeah, the reason it's 6, though, is because he's no Premier League experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe
he just wants to watch for the future.
Yeah, agreed. Mm. So... any outside shots we haven't mentioned? You want to just rattle off really fast?
Well, if I'm quite funny, is I wanted to front the ball last year.
And, so did I. I wanted him over Coben.
And I did, yeah. And I don't know, it turns out like that might have been a shit show, to be honest, because he got sacked at Inter Milan and sacked at Crystal Palace. So, I've got a feeling his name's going to do the rounds again, but I think it's proven that one wasn't a work. So.
Agreed.
I just don't want another Dutchman, to be honest. I'm done with that part of the world for a while.
All right.
Who do you both want to come into it?
Edward James.
Aww. Well, actually, no. I'll tell you something. You'll see it in the vlog. But actually, I actually thought, take Klaassen off, put Lookman on one of the wings, and then have Morales and Cavallone up together. And I called it. Maybe I should be the next manager.
But we still got mutants. Yeah.
We were playing them wrong.
So the permanent solution then?
Ancelotti.
Yeah. I feel like the man I want to come in isn't out there yet. So I think if Ancelotti's...
we'll find him.
It sounds like a bad dating call, doesn't it? I'm just looking for the right man. But I think if Ancelotti... is available, get him. If not, I think we just need to wait and see what plays out over the next few months if we bring in the interim manager.
All right. My best case scenario is Luis Enrique.
I'd take that.
Bill.
If Unzi struggles, bring in Enrique. I doubt he'll come, but hey.
Yeah. Throw everything.
All right, so that has been our manager special. Time we're going to be speaking about one particular player. All right, this guy, when he came in, had a really good first season, was kind of the darling of our manager at the time, but since then he has had numerous hamstring problems and has been, well, he's been on the treatment table for many months, but he's back now.
And Martin O'Neill doesn't know how to say no.
That's true. So everybody, we need to talk about McCarthy.
Hey.
All right. So, let's start off. He is back. He is available for selection on Sunday against Arsenal. He played 45 minutes against Wolfsburg. David, you were there.
Mm-hmm.
How'd it go?
He was off the pace, I thought, anyway. He gave away a lot of fouls. Well, you know his game. Everybody knows his game. He closed the opposition down very quick, and you know, he tries to break down play. He's not the guy who kind of runs with the ball, takes plenty of shots on goal. But yeah, he was very sloppy, I thought, through the week, which is to be expected. He's been out for a while. If it was my shout, I probably wouldn't throw him in on Sunday. I think he's still off the pace.
Mm.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm glad he's back, glad he's healthy. You know, it's nice to have an additional option, maybe somebody who could step in for Schneiderlin to play that kind of protect the defense role. He's good depth for us, but, I mean, is he actually going to help us where we're at right now? I mean, just even in the next few games.
Could do.
I like McCarthy, but if the option come to sell him for, say, 20 million, which is what the figure was getting quoted when people were interested in him, I probably would move him on. I think he's never fit. He played 15 times last season, all of last season. He hasn't played for the first team since the draft. Bless you. I think the two midfielders we've got are better than them. I think if we need someone to come in and do a job, Bessage could probably do that job. I don't particularly love Bessage either, but yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah. Let him go.
Same sort of, well, I still like McCarthy. I'd rather he stay. He seems to be like one of those players that gives his all. Doesn't look like he's, apart from when he's obviously off the pace or anything like that, he looks like he cares and wants to do well in the team. And he's still a good option to have. I mean, he pops up with goals, he pops up with assists. So, together him and Schneiderlin, or him and Gay together, could be quite good. So, give it a go. But then, obviously, if the option came to sell Gay, Schneiderlin, or McCarthy, or Besic, either of those four, then I probably would say McCarthy.
Okay, so you mentioned something really interesting. When you said he would be potentially starting, you mentioned with Schneiderlin or with Gay, okay? Let's say we're running a 4-4-2.
Okay.
All right? So we only need one defensive mid to start with, you know, somebody who's a little bit more offensive-minded. Can McCarthy fill that role?
Yes.
Or does he need another defensive mid to start with him to kind of protect?
I feel like he could do it on his own. I mean, he's got pace. He's not a slow player, and he puts a good tackle in, so could see him do it.
Well, he used to have pace. I don't know if his pace is there as much since he's had so many hamstring problems. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's still got it, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think, David?
I think he used to do that job really well, especially in his first season. But, I mean, do people remember that kind of... All right, everyone was pretty poor in Martinez's last year, but I think McCarthy especially was very bad. A lot of people wanted him dropped, and, you know, depends what type of player is coming back. If we're talking McCarthy of Martinez's first season, yeah, definitely, because he did do that job on his own very well. If he's going to be the player that kind of, you know, before he started picking up those niggly injuries, then I don't think he can. I don't think he was good enough. I thought he was very one-dimensional at times. If he covers a lot of ground but doesn't necessarily do anything. I feel like I'm being really harsh on him. I think he can be a great player on his day, but maybe just it depends what player is going to come back.
Yeah, very true. I remember, was it last season where he had such a good game against Arsenal?
I think it was that and Bournemouth as well.
Yeah, I feel like he started, Koeman started him, and it was a little, you know, it took us by surprise.
It was a Liverpool game as well. He had a very good game against, and then he got injured.
Yeah, it's, I mean, there are times when he can do a job. I mean, you guys are right. I just, I feel like he needs that other guy nowadays. I think you feel like he needs a Gay to kind of, I don't feel like he would necessarily do well with Schneiderlin. I don't know if that pairing would work with neither one of them being particularly pacey.
So, my question to you two would be, McCarthy or Schneiderlin starting for you?
After yesterday, I say Schneiderlin.
Same.
I feel like he picked his game up some.
So then you just have McCarthy as cover?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. See, another thing is, even if he's fit all the time, I don't think he is happy to be cover. I think he expects to start.
I agree. I totally agree. It's kind of like when we were talking about Robles the other day, when y'all were like, I'd have him as a number two, and I was like, I don't think he wants to be a number two. So, yeah. So that's... That leads me to the next question, all right? And which is, I think it's our final question. Do you think, if we get a new manager soon, do you think the new manager will rate him and thus extend his Everton shelf life?
It's going to be the same. It's going to be the same with every player, if you think about it. I mean, Koeman will rate Klaassen, and another might think, actually, no, this guy's pretty bad. Get rid of him. I mean, you could potentially see half the signings Koeman's made get chucked out in January if the new manager had his say. So it's all gonna be who can impress the guy. And I don't like talking about having a new manager in, but it's all gonna be as well. Every single manager has different tactics and different styles of play, so it's whether certain players are gonna be able to fit in that. It's the whole thing with round pegs going into square holes and all that. So it's all going to depend.
I think the problem is when any manager comes in. I mean, firstly, it's really hard to answer because we don't know who a new manager would be at this stage. But I think it's always an audition, isn't it? So it depends how well he does when he first comes in. For all we know, Schneiderlin might end up on the bench. It happened at United and McCarthy could be starting. So... yeah, it's really difficult to say, actually. I'm not too sure. I think he's got the potential to impress and get back in the first 11. Once again, I think it might just be a waiting game.
I'm just going to go ahead and make a stand and say I don't think our new manager is going to write him. I think he's going to be on his way out. I'm like I said, I'm worried he doesn't have the pace, and I think for his position, you've got to have pace. Mm-hmm. I'm worried that he's lost his pace. So I totally agree with David. I do think he wants to. He's not settling for being cover. So yeah, I don't know. I don't think the manager. I don't think Ancelotti is going to rate him.
don't test my nerves. Do not test my nerves.
Yeah, I think that's all McCarthy questions. So, we've got a big matchup with Arsenal on Sunday, all right? We need a win, we need a draw, we need positivity, people. We need something good to happen. We need something. So, just to kind of run down a little bit of what Arsenal are going through right now, they're sixth in the league.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, they're 4-1-3. They've lost three. Their goal differential's 2. They've won all their Europa League games. And I get the vibe from talking to my buddy, the Arsenal fan, my buddy Ty. A lot of people don't like Wenger much.
Okay? Finger blood. They want him out.
I'm telling you, no. Ty actually said he hopes we win on Sunday. I'm not even kidding. No, I think he's serious. Like, he's been a Wenger out guy for a long time.
Finger out blood.
I know. Such a weird decision. Probable or possible starters for them? Peter Cech.
Yep.
Per Mertesacker.
Yep.
Koscielny, Monreal, Bellerin, Ramsey, Chaka, Kolasinac?
Kolasinac.
Yeah, he's a beast. Iwobi, Alexis Sanchez, and Lacazette. I'd say it's a pretty solid possibility of them starting. Yeah, so what's our team? Who's starting for Everton on Sunday? Edward, you want to start?
Pickford. It's got to be in. Baines has got to be in. Jagielka. Keane. Holgate or Kenny. Might throw it out there. Holgate.
Which one?
Holgate for now.
Okay.
Left mid, going back with Morales. No, Luckman. Right mid, Vlasic. Vlasic? Centre mids, I'm going to throw it out there, McCarthy and Sigurdsson. Strikers, Calvert-Lewin, Niasse.
Okay. That is Edwards' team. I'm going to talk a little bit to give everybody a chance to actually look at the graphic. See the graphic? Isn't it beautiful? Okay, yeah. David, your turn.
Gain of Schneidlin and Gay, Vlasic, Calvert-Lewin, Sigurdsson, and Rooney. Are we good?
Yeah. That's 11. Yeah. Yes, we are. Yeah, that works out.
I think he still has a lot of faith in Rooney, and you know, I think he's just going to go back to his usual basics and hope for the best. I've said before, I think he genuinely believes that this kind of team and this setup will come good eventually. I hope he's right.
Okay.
I can't say, but I hope he's right.
So, quick question for you guys. Is Jags hurt? Or was he just out of the squad?
No, they're saying he's going to rest. They've said he's going to feature.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Was he in your back four?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, yeah, he's in.
I couldn't remember either before I said his name, and you guys jumping on my throat. Hey, he's hurt, man.
The audience have got the beauty of the graphic where there's, believe it or not, guys, we're just going off our memories here. So the beauty.
Yeah.
The beauty. Skype.
All right. So I'm going to say the exact back five that you guys said. All right. I am also going to say Schneiderlin and Gay. I think he's a little scared of Arsenal, and he's going to roll with 2D mids. Mm. And I'm also going to say Sigurdsson's in there. And, and it's going to be, I think, I think he'll still go Calvert-Lewin and Rooney. I think it's like the same team as yours, David.
Yeah.
No, you said Vlasic.
Yeah, from Vlasic.
You said Vlasic.
Yeah.
And I said Sigurdsson, Calvert-Lewin, and Rooney. Yeah, that's, I don't know how, oh. Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know how this... Oh, that's only 10. That's what it was. I'm counting 10. I could put one more in there. I'm going to say Morales. I think Morales played all... No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man. Because, I'm going to say Morales. Vlasic, I don't want to take out of the game, but Morales played well. So, anyway, I regret not putting Vlasic in my team. I'm sad. All right, next. Predictions for the game. What are the scores? I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's 0-0. I think it's going to be a turd fest. You guys, what do you think?
See?
I think 1-1. That's about as positive as I can go. I think we can't seem to keep a clean sheet at the moment, but we might nick one. We get the fans on our side and kind of get some sort of road to recovery. Well, if not, Koeman's gone.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the problem, you see. Both team, or I should actually say, both managers need a win. So I would probably say it's either going to be... Can I do the situation of heart or head?
You're going to anyway.
Yeah. With my heart, I'm going to say 2-2. With my head, I say we're going to get battered 3-1.
Mm.
At least. All right.
Gotcha. All right, so I say 0-0. David, which one? What did you say?
I'm going with a positive 1-1.
Oh, 1-1. That's right. 0-0, 1-1.
3-1, and Edward, I'll say.
What was it?
I'll finalize and go 3-1 today.
Edward says 3-1. Okay, he made a stand, everybody. All right, so there's our Arsenal preview, everybody. If you like our videos, you should subscribe because you're nice, right? Aren't you? Like them, leave comments because we want to hear from you. Also, check out Edward's YouTube channel, Jam E. James. Look down there for details. Read David's articles. It's a moral imperative. You can find them on the Toffee Blues website and some other places too. All right. If you're listening via podcast, you are our friend. Thank you so much. You should subscribe to our podcast as well. Rate it and all that hotness.
Thank you.
And, Check out the Toffee Blues on Twitter. Check out the Toffee Blues on Facebook, Instagram. Write them a letter. I don't know their address, but you can figure it out. And check out their website. All right. I am done. I think we've done our shortest preview ever. Edward, thanks so much.
No problem.
David, thanks so much. You guys are wonderful gentlemen. All right. That's all.
Adios.
Bye.